三。
I tell him better. Did you hear the bull?
I did.
I'll tell you another.
Okay.
Did you hear about the Irishman who went to Hampton Court Maze? He couldn't find the way in.
And welcome once again to the Hammersmith Palais for the Formation Dance Finals. And you join us as taking the floor are the North East Midlands British Leyland Night Shift Workers Formation Dancers.
And Tin Fan Alley has combined the songs When I Take My Sugar to Tea, Doggy in the Window, I Talk to the Trees, and Happy Heart. And I'm calling it When I Take My Doggy to the Trees, He's Happy.
That's better than doing a whoopsie on the carpet.
Silence in court!
You have been found guilty of obtaining money by false pretenses, by forging the signatures of several of your friends, and by stealing their banker's cards. I am left with no alternative than to fine you £2,000. Have you anything to say?
Will you take a check?
Welcome back to the Formation Dance Finals at the Hammersmith Palais, as onto the floor come the East South Midlands Obscene Phone Callers Formation Dancers.
Are you ready to send us? What colour are your knickers?
Attention, please. Attention, please. The train is now arriving at Platform 5. Needs its brakes mending. This job gets right up my nose. I'm not kidding. Talking into a cocoa tin all day long. I'm fed up.
Silence in court!
Mr. Rhys Davies, kindly proceed with your cross-examination.
Thank you, my lord, but I think I should make it clear from the outset that I intend to put forward a plea of insanity.
Yes, but I think we ought to deal with your client first.
And as a result of a meeting with the Chief Commissioner of Scotland Yard about the high level of accidents on motorways, the Minister of Transport has issued the following speed warning.
I'd like to do one of my poems. Thank you. I went swimming in the sea. My costume was so small. And then it started shrinking. It was hardly there at all. And a lifeguard who was watching said, I'll help you if you like. I wasn't sure just what I'd do, so I shouted, on your bike. But he swam to me and held me close and took me by the hand. And then he carried me in his arms right across the sand. Well, you should have seen me struggle as I wrestled round and round. But he finally gave me the kiss of life when I got him on the ground.
And welcome to another edition of Mr. and Mrs., the quiz where contestants answer questions about their partners. But first, let's meet our ever lovely hostess, Luann Cindy-Lulu. Good evening, Luann Cindy-Lulu.
Evening, all.
And may I just say, what a lovely dress you're wearing, Lulu, Cindy and Lulu.
It's not very much. I've just bought it, haven't I? Yeah, and it looked better when it was full of spuds.
Right, great. Off we go. Low, Cindy Ann. Low, 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 Cindy Ann. Now, can you bring on the first couple? Ah, here they are, in fact. Mr. and Mrs. Incredible Hulk.
This way, you two.
Oh, you are a big lad, aren't you? Yes. Right. Now, be a good boy and go into the cabinet while your wife answers a few questions. No, Mr. Holt. You don't have to take Luann Cindy Lou with you.
You mind your own business and get on with quiz.
A sweet girl. Now, Mrs. Incredible Hulk, now you're not nervous, are you?
No, I'm not nervous.
Well, may I suggest you come out from under the table and face the microphone now? That's better. Now, the first question. When Mr. Incredible Hulk goes to bed, does he A, throw the bed out of the window, B, throw the room out of the window, or C, throw you out of the window?
Oh, I don't know. What he does when he goes to bed? You see, I'm up all night sewing his shirts.
Yes. Well, you'll just have to guess. A, B, or C?
C.
C. He throws you out of the window.
Well, that's only a guess.
Quite. Next question coming up. Now, what does Mr. Incredible Hulk have for his breakfast? Does he eat A, two cows and a pig? B, a bath full of cornflakes, or C, a ton of toast?
Yes.
Yes?
Well, he's only been having those since he went on a diet.
Now, I'm sorry, Mrs. Holt, but you've got to answer A, B, or C.
This morning he ate the table as well.
A, B, or C, Mrs. Holt.
Oh, I daren't cut down on his food. You won't like him when he's hungry.
Yes, fine, splendid, wonderful, super. Now it's your husband's turn. Are you there, Mr. Incredible Hulk? No, Mr. Hulk, over here. Yes, of course, we'll come over there to you. Right. Now, sir, what is your job?
He says he's a door-to-door salesman.
I see. And what do you sell, sir?
He says doors.
He's a door-to-door salesman who sells doors.
Yes, and he's very good. You see, he goes round knocking on doors, and when he's finished knocking on your door, you need a new one. And anyway, he's come on this program to sing.
No, he's come on this program to answer some questions. Quite right. He's come on the programme to sing.
Yeah, this is from his new LP. Old Green Eyes is back.
Tremendous, wonderful, fabulous, like it. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on radio, the Incredible Hulk sings.
I thought I could hear the
just listen to that voice.
This means that you and your own create.
This lad is brilliant.
Just fill my arms the way you fill my dreams.
Has there ever been a voice to touch it?
The dreams that you inspire with every sweet desire.
There's excitement in every note.
Be my love and with your kisses set me burning.
It defies comparison.
One kiss is all I need to seal my fate.
It's beginning to bore me now. Really bore me. I've had enough of this rubbish.
There'll be no one but you for me.
All right, back bucket in, pal, bucket in.
Eternally.
I said bucket in, pal.
If you will be my
He was getting right up my nose, he was, pal.
And welcome to the headquarters of the Football Association for the third round draw of the FA Cup.
Number one,
Arsenal,
playing well.
Number 78,
we'll play Stoke City.
A good home draw for Arsenal there.
Number 10,
Birmingham,
in good form lately.
Number one,
we'll play Arsenal.
Well, already a surprise, Arsenal at home and away on the same day.
Number one,
Arsenal.
Number 94,
we'll play Hull Kingston Rovers.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that music tells us once again it's time for Blankety Blank.
Oh,
with Father Fawcett Wogan.
And before the next item in the programme, here is a word from the chairman of the BBC Board of Governors.
Has anybody seen me teeth? After me, Terry Wogan in 10 minutes, and I can't find me teeth.
Bother Jimmy Young.
Police have issued a description of Mr. Cuthbert Clegg, who disappeared last Friday. Mr. Clegg has worked in the BBC sound effects department for the past 40 years. He is of average build with a rather large and a protruding
cuckoo.
He has a small tattooed on his Mr. Clegg is married with five and the police think he may be suffering from loss of due to the fact that he recently had an operation on his If anybody has seen a man answering this description, will they please write their name on a block of concrete and throw it down the nearest
Hello, yes, once again, it's me, once again, your old friend Uncle Rubbish, saying once again, welcome to Nostalgia Time. And this week we're going to look back at what made us happy when we were young. The days when we were young. The days when we had to make our own entertainment. When I was young, I was never happier than when I was pouring hot custard over my granny. My, how she used to shake with laughter. As I walked towards her with the two buckets, she would start to shake. Then when I poured the custard over her, she would scream with laughter and pretend she didn't like it. Once the bucket got stuck on her head. 3 days it was there. The only way we could communicate with her was by banging on the bucket with an hammer. Oh, she did laugh. But then one day, we couldn't do it anymore. We lost the hammer. Of course, some of you might not have been quite as sophisticated as I was.
You must have got right up your granny's nose, you must have.
You might have played party games. Party games like 20 questions.
And the next object is a second-hand Hawaiian guitar complete with plectrum and book of instructions originally obtained as a present but completely unused and in perfect condition, a snip at £15.
Can you eat it?
Yeah, if you're stupid.
Would I boil it in a pan?
You probably would, you cretty. Next question.
Have you got Dolly Parton's phone number?
What's that going to do with this, pal?
Nothing, I just thought it'd come in handy.
Right, you've had 18 questions, two more to go.
Have we had 18 questions?
Yeah, and that one makes 19.
Hang on, is it a second-hand Hawaiian guitar, complete with plectrum and a book of instructions, originally obtained as a present, but completely unused and in perfect condition, a stiff at £15?
You get right on my nose, you do it.
And what's the recipe for today, Jim?
You wait, my last little Raymondo. We have in our studio, you see, the very famous foreign chef, Herr Lacker. And what is he going to make, I ask myself? Well, he's going to make a wedding cake in 2.5 min, starting from...
Good evening, mein Herren und mein Kippers.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Jimmy Jungen. So, we make the wedding cake and pudding blacken. First, take an unclean bucket, then put in the butter. Lots and lots and lots of butter. Oh dear, dropping the flopping butter on the floor. Hopsy daisy kicks the dog. Oh, and shovel up the button. Oh, dog and heron in the butter. Oh. And another dog and heron. Oh, we make dog and heron fairy cake. Now, where is the currants? Hello, dog!
Currants, where are you? Oh, currants.
Ah, there they are, in the budgie cage. Huh? Knock the budgie cage off the perch. Ah, take the currants, on the feathers, on the plastic seeding potten, on the sandpaper. Now slapping in the bowl and schwips on the food mixing. And voila! Oh, splatting pudding on the ceiling. Scraping the metal off the ceiling, putting it back in the tin, and putting it in the oven. And now, all we have to do is fit it on the oven. So! Oh, what a big and banging. 999, emergency. Oh, hello? You are pleased sending ambulance for Polly Pudding. Thank you. And now we open the tin of beans.
And now here is an important message from the Director General at the BBC.
Have you seen me tea? I bet Robin Dear's been some again. You can't leave anything lying around here.
And the time at the third stroke...
Keep your hands off me, you dirty devil!
And welcome back to the Football Association headquarters for the FA Cup third round draw.
Number 47.
Liverpool.
Number 206.
Will play Talbot Road Primary School Mixed Infants.
If this goes to a replay, it could be tough on Liverpool. Because they're not used to playing in the street.
Number 15.
Coventry City.
Number 62.
Will play Bernard Manning.
And a definite colour clash here, they're both blue.
Excuse me, pal.
Oh, yes?
Have you got a sixpenny cornet?
Sorry, no, I haven't.
Oh. Have you got a vanilla sandwich, then?
A vanilla sandwich? No, sorry.
Oh. Have you got one of them ice lollies with hundreds and thousands stuck on end?
You mean one of those ice lolly things with the hundreds and thousands stuck on the end?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry.
Have you got a strawberry-flavoured tub with chocolate bits in it?
No, you've got me there. I'm sorry I haven't, no.
Have you got a glass of cream soda that when you put a lump of ice cream in it, it all fizzes up over its side?
Ah. No.
All right, looks as though I'll have to do without.
Well, I'm afraid so, yes. Can we proceed then, now?
Yes, certainly you proceed.
God, right. Do you, Albert Edward, take this woman to be your lawful husband?
And how's about that then, guys and girls? Here we are, the gaffer here, this geezer, what is here today in this fabulous, fabulous posh hotel in the middle of London, attending the annual presentation to the author of this week's Book of the Month. That doesn't sound right, actually. No, but it's close enough for me. Now, how's about, what a fabulous atmosphere we've got here. We've got all these well-known personalities. And over there, I can see David Bellamy. He's just crawled out of a bowl of salad. Goodness gracious. And over there, would you believe, David Attenborough, stroking that lady's fur coat. And dear Lord, he's now giving it a saucer of milk. Goodness gracious. Anyway, all these wonderful people are here, would you believe, to honour the author of this week's Book of the Month, the one and only Wolf Gasmask Grimshaw. So how's about a fabulous clap, clap, clap for the lad himself, Wolf Grimshaw. Wonderful. Wolf, old son, how's about you saying a big, big welcome to all the ladies and gentlemen?
Hello.
That is incredible. Now, you can tell he's a brilliant author. He just wrote that work then, didn't you, Austin?
Yeah. I wrote it in my head.
That is unbelievable, Austin. Now, we must congratulate you on this fabulous book you have written. Now, tell us, Wolf, what is the title of this one and only book?
I've called it My Life in the Gas Mask.
Fabulous. Now, tell us, Wolf, is it an autobiography?
No, it's a book.
No, dear Lord, no. What I meant was, what Jimmy actually meant was, It must be an autobiography if it is called My Life in a Gas Mask.
No, it's not about your life in a gas mask. It's about my life in a gas mask.
I know, Will Foster, dear Lord. Now, let's talk about the actual book.
I wish I'd called it something else now.
So do I, as it happens.
I have some smashing titles. My favourite was Robinson Crusoe.
Wilfredolson. Somebody has actually used that title before.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't. Then I was going to call it Lady Chatterley's Gas Mask.
Now that is a knockout as it happens. But all these wonderful ladies and gentlemen want to know, what is Chapter 1 all about?
Well, Chapter 1 is probably the most interesting chapter in the whole book.
And why is that, Wolf?
Because it's 125 blank pages.
Dear Lord, goodness gracious, overcome. Why the blank pages?
Because Chapter 1 deals with my life before I was born.
Now, that is an original idea, if not crackers, but there you go.
Yeah, I know.
Is there any special significance, Wolf, why there's exactly 125 black pages?
Yeah. One page for each Yorkshire pudding.
Fabulous. Just as I guessed, I thought it might be.
Yeah, and you'll notice that 120 of the blank pages haven't got any writing on them.
Now, that is very strange, because I noticed that as well.
And 5 haven't got any photographs on.
Knock out. And why is that, Wilfred?
Well, 2 reasons, really. I didn't want all the blank pages to be the same. And secondly, I couldn't find any photographs of me before I were born.
Well, that is double knockout, as it happens. Now, tell us, Wolf, tell us about Chapter 2.
Ah, well, you remember I said Chapter 1 was the most interesting chapter in the whole book?
We remember.
Well, Chapter 2 is even more interesting.
We can't wait to hear, Wolf.
Chapter 2 is another 125 blank pages, but, and this is the masterstroke, we've forgotten to put them in.
Hang on a minute there, old son. You mean to tell me that Chapter 2 is also a load of blank pages, but they're not there?
Yeah. Yeah. You see, it's like a cliffhanger. You read Chapter 1, and then you're in suspense, you see. There's no Chapter 2, so everybody will want to buy the sequel.
That is absolutely brilliant. Only a masterman could have thought of that. Now tell me, Wolf, when are you publishing the one and only sequel?
Ah, we brought it out before this one.
Wolf, I've got to admit, I am lost.
Yeah, I think I've done too much brain work today as well. Shall I sing me some?
Off you go, son.
Right. Once again, now, 1, 2, 3. I sing you a song called the Gas Man Song, the Gas Man Song, the Gas Man Song. I sing you a song called the Gas Man Song, the Gas Man, Gas Man Song. I sing you a song called the Gas Man Song, the Gas Man Song.
You've been listening to the Grumbleweeds, Albert, Carl, Graham, Morris and Robin. The show is written by Mike Craig and Ron McDonald and produced in Manchester by Mike Craig.
And he still gets right up my nose, pal.